In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joseph, Mary's husband and Jesus' earthly father, doesn't get much attention in the Bible, but he does get a fair bit at Christmas. Well, admittedly, not as much as Jesus or Mary. Throughout history, there have been plenty of girls who've wanted to play Mary in the annual Christmas pageant, but probably less competition among the boys for who gets to be Joseph. After all, in those manger scenes, Joseph isn't exactly the guy who stands out. But on this last Sunday before Christmas, Joseph is front and center. The conventional take on Joseph is that he was a man of few words but deep faith. The example of this faith in God that often gets used by preachers is that Joseph followed the angel's instructions and went ahead with his marriage despite the fact that his fiancée, Mary, was pregnant without any involvement from him. And a preacher might say, and we can see Joseph's deep faith in God in that he listened to the angel of the Lord and went through with his marriage. But I'll be honest with you, I'm not impressed. Not with that decision, anyway. Because if you're planning to do something, from breaking off an engagement to selling a motorboat, and you become convinced that an angel of the Lord has told you not to, you're going to do what the angel tells you. That's not a tough call. Anyone would do that. Because Joseph doesn't say one morning, "Wow, that was a weird dream. I kind of have a feeling that God might have been speaking to me through the angel in that dream. I can't say for sure. Dreams are funny things, but maybe." No, Joseph is convinced of it. And so he does what the angel says. And any one of us would do the same. If you are convinced that an angel of the Lord has told you to do something, you do it. So I don't think we can congratulate Joseph too heavily on that one. But I do believe that Joseph is, in fact, an example for us to follow. Firstly, he's an example for us because when he initially learns that Mary is pregnant, but before the angel tells him why, he has, according to Jewish law, two options. One, he can publicly accuse her of infidelity, or two, he could dismiss her quietly. And he chooses the kinder option, to dismiss her quietly. So from the time we meet him, Joseph gives us an example of kindness and mercy. Then, Joseph gives us an example of what faith in God really looks like. Where we see Joseph's faith is not in a one-time decision to follow an angel's instructions, but in the unfolding of the Christmas story. Because Joseph, bless his heart, is never given all the information at one time. The angel Gabriel does not appear to him and say, "Okay, Joseph, here's how it's going to unfold. Mary is carrying God's son. When he's born, you'll call him Jesus. He will be born King of the Jews, and that's going to tick off Herod. He will come after your family, but that's okay. We'll give you a heads up about that. And you will all decamp to Egypt for a year or two, and you'll like it there. The dates are delicious. Then I'll let you know when it's safe to come back, but you won't be coming back to Bethlehem. We're going to set you up in Nazareth up north. The economy's strong up there. They always need carpenters. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that this is how the whole thing is going to play out." Angel Gabriel does not do that. Joseph does not get that. Each step Joseph takes along the way, he does not know where he will go next. Following Matthew's gospel, Joseph is called to Egypt and doesn't know what he'll find there. Then he's called back to Israel and doesn't know what to expect there. And then Matthew tells us that on his way, he is warned not to return to Bethlehem, but instead, he goes to a town that is not his own in a region that is not his own. But he keeps walking faithfully into the future. Of course, there are times when any of us would love to have an angel appear to us and tell us what to do, because sometimes we have absolutely no idea what to do. But on an even deeper level, What we all want to know is that it's going to be okay. And that's what the story of Joseph tells us. We don't know what the next chapter in our lives is going to be any better than Joseph knew his. We may think we do. We may think we know how it's all going to play out. This high school, that college, this career, that car, this home, that girlfriend, this husband, these kids, that retirement, those grandkids. But we really don't know our future any better than Joseph knew what on earth he was going to do when he got to Egypt. Because before that time, Joseph had probably never traveled further than the equivalent of going from here to Seekonk. Joseph goes to Egypt, and he goes to Nazareth, and on, in faith that wherever he went, God would be there to meet him when he arrived. Not that everything was perfect for Joseph, because it certainly wasn't, but God was there at each step to comfort him, to strengthen him, and encourage him on the journey. And that's really what we should all want, for God to be there to meet us wherever that is, and whenever we arrive. Now, chances are, Joseph didn't live very long after all this we read about in Matthew. He disappears from the Bible after the story of Jesus in the temple at age 12. So it's quite likely Mary was widowed young, and that Joseph had departed this life before Jesus began his public ministry. But at each step in his life, God was there to greet Joseph. God has greeted us here on this day in this place. God will greet us again in this place just 2 days from now as we welcome God's Son into our world, this world that needs his message and example as much as it ever did. Joseph's faith is not found in the fact that he did what an angel told him to do, but that he knew deep down that wherever he went, God would be by his side. Perhaps he would have loved to have had the whole schedule of his life laid out in front of him. Perhaps we would too. But that's not the life that's been given to us. The life that's been given to us is to trust in God's love for us and to share that love with others and to have faith that God will be there to welcome us wherever we go, from the very beginning to the very end.